Brings us to subset B. Talking about spending money, we'll get right into the 19 budget discussion. This is every year we kind of do a introductory presentation, then along with the first and second reading as we get through the rally and get closer to fall. So, Daniel, I'll turn it over to you.
It didn't work. Get it at a first.
Oh, no. There we go.
All right.
We're going to have to really hurry here or else it'll die on us permanently. As the mayor said, this is just another continuation of the process to make sure that we're as transparent as possible. This has kind of been the process we've followed for 7 years now, I think, on the budget. So this is the 2019 preliminary budget. I am not going to go over line item for the budget just to make everyone breathe a little easier. This is just kind of a broad general overview of the proposed 2019 budget. I think in doing so, it's important to point out kind of where we are that has made the 2019 budget, I think, fairly unique. Number one is that we've had significant continued construction growth in the city of Sturgis. I remember in 2015 when we were finishing the year, we actually had over $11 million of new construction. And that was shocking. And I remember a lot of different reporters would ask and say, well, that doesn't really reflect a true change in Sturgis's economy. It's just because of the 75th anniversary rally. That's why there was so much construction. And what was great was the next year we almost tripled that number. Unfortunately, a lot of that in 2016 was a hospital, and so it's not all necessarily taxable, but still it was a lot of construction activity that occurred in 2016, much of which was taxable. 17, we finished the year at almost $10.5 million. So far through the end of June, we are actually at almost $10.2 million. To put that in perspective, you can look. We had years where we had $1 or $2 million worth of construction activity. So what that means is, number one, we're a growing community. We have all sorts of new people moving into our community, which is expanding the customer basis for our existing retailers. Number two, it expands our tax basis significantly. Number three, it adds a lot of additional demand for new retail, which is coming into our community, which is fantastic for the quality of life as well as for our tax basis. And here just have some of the recent constructions that were closed in 2017 that's starting to make a difference to our community now. That's the completion of the hospital, Wanda's Kitchen, Moto Cruisin' over at the industrial park. That's only one of several of our new industrial clients in our industrial park, which is increasing employment in our area significantly, and also Dollar General. Also, something that has really made a difference is growth in additional events and marketing. I remember in 2012, if you showed a lot of people downtown, it was guaranteed to be during the rally. Now, frankly, as various different shows can demonstrate, we can have crowds that are in downtown, whether it's Music on Main, the Supermoto, if it's the Mustang Rally, the Camaro Rally, various different rallies that we host. Why that's important is, number one, it makes it a lot easier for our existing businesses to stay open. Instead of relying on simply 1.5 weeks out of the year, they're able to rely on a significant number of events, and that makes January's far more tolerable. And by allowing those businesses to stay open longer, it enhances the quality of life here in Sturgis, and also it really increases the total amount of sales tax revenue that's collected here in Sturgis. To prove that point, if you look at our total gross taxable sales in 2017 compared to 2011 and the percentage increase, there are some categories that are just shocking. But overall, looking at all of these various categories, we have seen significant growth. The ones in yellow just show essentially millions of dollars of increased valuation or increased taxable sales that have occurred. You can see why it's so important that we have been active in economic development. That has made literally a change in the type of league that we're able to play in. If you look from manufacturing as well as to eating establishments, auto dealerships, as well as convenience stores, other things like that, we have seen literally millions of dollars of additional sales. what that means for us is every time there's $1 million of additional sales, that's at least $2,000 of additional revenue to the city of Sturgis. I'm sorry, 20,000, not 2,000, 20,000.
10 times better.
Yep. Even better than that. So that's fantastic for us. What you can see, though, too, is a lot of times the eating places, the convenience stores, they really have been improving, as well as the hotels. And a lot of that is tied to the increased activity that we have with tourism. Of course, all of this shows we are adding significantly to our sales tax growth. The first chart on the left shows our sales tax growth compared to the year before. We usually compare ourselves to the state of South Dakota, to Spearfish and Rapid City. You can see almost every year we actually have beat all of our neighboring communities that we compare ourselves to. 2011 was kind of a typical year for Sturgis that our comparables increased and Sturgis went down. That was kind of the history of Sturgis for about 20 years, that we would go up 2%, down 1% or 2%, up 1%, down 2%, that sort of thing. We stayed flat. That changed in 2012 where we finally sustained a 2% increase. The problem was in 2012, everyone else far outperformed us, but at least we were positive. 2013, we beat Rapid City, Spearfish, and the state. That continued in 2014. 2015, we had a massive growth, which was huge. But really, a lot of that growth, not all of it, but a lot of that was tied to the 75th anniversary of the rally, which is why in 2016, we actually saw a negative growth rate. But again, that looks bad, but you have to consider that in 2016, our sales were still significantly higher than they were in 2014. So you have to take that into account. In 2017, we were positive. We beat out Rapid City in the state, but we did unfortunately tie with Spearfish. But still, we have had years now of continued significant increase in sales tax. When you look at that and you compound that sort of success and you that's the chart on the right. You can see Spearfish actually has outpaced us in the last several years. Once you compound everything, but they have not outpaced us by much. We have outpaced Rapid City as well as the state. In addition, one thing that we do not talk about very much is the significant increase in the net profitability of the rally for the city of Sturgis. If you look back as recently as 2011, our net profitability was about $470,000. As of the conclusion of 2017, our net profitability was almost three times as much. That makes a huge difference for the types of capital projects we can do as a city, as well as the amount of property tax that we can continue to lower. 2018 looks good again, but we need to wait until the end. Usually we complete these numbers by about October, and so that's the plan again for 2018. The point behind these numbers, though, is that we do have to be cautious in the future. As we have grown significantly with sales tax, other events, and the rally, that's also what our future lies. In other words, if there's a recession that affects tourism, that's going to hit us harder than what it would probably hit Spearfish, Rapid City, and the state of South Dakota. That's something that we have to keep in mind, because eventually there will be a year where the rally doesn't do as well or where we don't pull in as many significant events. And when that happens, that's going to have a larger impact on us now as opposed to what it did in 2008, the last time there was a significant recession. Over the last several years, thankfully, we've been able to rebuild our financial reserves. Most importantly is if you look in our general fund, you can see compared to the GFOA's recommended fund balance, which is the Government Finance Officers Association recommended fund balance, which is for your primary operating funds. You should have anywhere from 15 to 20% at least of available reserves so that if you hit a recession like I was just talking about, you're able to continue to pay ongoing bills as you restructure and prepare for what the future holds. There was a time where, frankly, we had less than 5%. Now we're sitting usually at about 30%, which is fantastic. In our water fund, we're doing quite well. In our wastewater fund, it's huge in comparison to what the reserve balance is. Again, though, I include in the report why that is so large. That's large because we're collecting that surcharge. That amount is going to continue to grow each and every year until about 2021 or 2022 when we actually start making payments on that loan. Once we do, it will start shrinking. At this point, we're not able to calculate out exactly what that surcharge needs to be because we don't know the final cost of construction nor the final cost of operating it. Once we actually know what the final construction cost is, as well as operation, as well as the number of utility accounts we've had, we'll be able to actually calculate to see if we've collected enough money so that we can ease into that transition. That's definitely the hope. If not, we may have to look at that surcharge somewhere around 2025. The sanitation fund continues to be healthy. Our ambulance fund, we talk about that quite often. It continues to be negative. However, when we look at the end of this year, in that fund, if you look at the total assets of that, we are likely going to be close to even, not quite. What I mean by total assets are the value of the accounts receivables compared to where the deficit is. We will not quite be there, but we're going to be close. That has been a primary focus of the council for several years, and I think we're finally at the end game for that, where we're either going to be getting some additional revenue to help pay for those ongoing expenses, or we'll be able to reduce our area of service, which will enable us to reduce our cost of operations so that it's no longer negative like that. Lastly, in our liquor fund, you can see that we finished June just barely negative. What's striking about that is each month we're actually transferring $17,000, I think, a month from the liquor fund into our general fund, meaning that our liquor fund has been profitable by more than $17,000 a month. That is offsetting property taxes, which as property owners in Sturgis, I think everyone's kind of happy about. And what's been great about that is we've been able to actually pay for those transfers as well as to work our way out of the hole. To show just generally how well the city of Sturgis's books are, right now if you look at, I think it's S&P, our credit rating for S&P is at a level that is AA-, I think. To put that into comparison, it's in the top 26% of American municipalities. If you look back in 2008, we were actually in the lower 10% of municipalities. So that is a significant kind of sea change in our financial standing. It would take a lot of increase of our reserve to really climb beyond that. So I think if we're in the top 26, 25, I'd like to round that off to 25%. If you're in the top 25%, that's pretty good, I think. Looking at the 2019 budget compared to the 2010 budget, these two pie charts show where the revenue streams come into for the general fund. You can see that we have a reduced dependency on property tax, which is nice in that we're reducing how much we're collecting from everyone in property tax. That's putting more money in all of our locals' pockets. But again, and I do want to emphasize the danger in that, well, not the danger, the cautionary tale in that is that property tax is the most stable revenue stream. So that as we depend more and more on other revenue streams, when the eventual recession hits, it will have a larger impact on us than what it had 10 years ago when we relied far more on property taxes. That doesn't mean it's bad, but that highlights the need for a healthy reserve. Because if you don't have a healthy reserve, then you're really in trouble. We do have a healthy reserve, so we would have months, if not years, to be able to readjust. In addition, we're continuing to see increased dependence on retail sales tax, which is good. Increased dependence on rally revenue because, frankly, our rally and events department is doing an exceptional job at getting new clients. And also our other departments, including Public Works, are doing a good job in delivering those promises to those sponsor clients. In addition, we have increased revenue from development. Now, if you look at our building permits and construction licenses and things like that, it more than covers our costs for our planning and permitting departments, meaning we no longer have to rely on sales tax or property tax to pay for those departments. Again, 10 years ago, those departments were pretty much funded through property tax. In addition, as you can see, we have more and more money that is coming in from interest, and especially TIF interest. Again, that's good. But again, the problem is eventually that as more of those loans get paid off, then that income starts to go away, which means we need to find additional places to be able to make those loans too, so we can continue to have that sort of income stream. We have a far lower use of savings as compared to in the past. What we have set as the 2019 budget is that we're anticipating using 1.5% of our 2018 budget, meaning we're hoping that the total expenses in 2018 come out to 98.5%, which has been pretty conservative compared to where we've come in at the last several years. In addition, our liquor store keeps providing a significant amount of money into our general fund, which was not the case 10 years ago. Our liquor store has been very profitable, which is making a significant impact to us as property payers. In addition, thanks to Meade County and their discretionary formula, what is nice to say is we have several years of additional increase in our property tax basis. That is a huge deal that I don't think most people really understand what that means. That makes it a lot easier for Pat Kurtenbach with SEDC or myself to be able to sell our community to say, yes, you want to construct a large commercial building in our community, because they will not be paying property taxes for 5 years. That may seem like a giveaway, but that makes a huge difference in convincing someone to build in Meade County and in Sturgis in particular, as compared to Spearfish or Rapid City. All told, that's really about a 10% reduction. That, I can tell you, we have had several projects that we have been able to convince to build here as opposed to Spearfish because of that discretionary formula. And now that has been on the books long enough that we have properties that are starting to come off of that. And now we're going to start seeing the fruit from that, which I am very thankful that the commission has continued to support that. Hopefully each year they will, because that will make a significant generational difference for all of Meade County and for Sturgis in particular. Just looking at next year's budget, the budget for 2020, already before looking at any growth outside or any additional growth, meaning any additional homes that are built or new commercial or anything like that, we already have almost a 1.5% increase in our total valuation, meaning for 2020, we can already say that we'll have an extra 1.5% in new revenue, which is about $35,000, or we have that we can reduce property taxes by 1.5%. I mean, that's huge that you can already look at that and know that that's already available for 2020. In addition to these next 4 years that we already know what that's going to be, continued growth in the Palisades subdivision, like we had just talked about, Wildflowers, as well as in Vernon Heights and other areas. I mean, all of that continues to increase our total assessed value. Happy to note that next year we'll continue our effort to continue to lower property taxes. The proposed 2019 budget will reduce the city's mill levy by 4%. That actually, if you look compared to 94, that's a 41% reduction based on what we've been able to look at other communities throughout the state. Everyone that has it published, there's no one that has anywhere near that sort of property tax reduction. That's significant. We need to continue that work. But again, another 4% reduction is huge. And I think that just continues the council's ongoing commitment to say we want to continue to reduce that property tax more and more. The utility surcharges would remain flat in 2019. There would be a slight increase in the monthly charge for rates of 2%. Again, that's lower than what we're seeing as the inflationary cost increase. Just for example, the trash bill that we end up paying to the city of Belle Fourche for tipping there, that goes up by 5%. So the fact that we're able to reduce or increase sanitation by only 2%, we're absorbing a lot of those additional costs through efficiencies as well as through changes at the rubble site that we don't have to pass on to our ratepayers. Another item that we look at quite closely every year is how affordable is it to own a home here in Sturgis as a compared to other communities close by. This is a chart that we update every single year, and this is looking at a $150,000 house in Sturgis and several other communities in the Black Hills. And that $150,000 house, using all the property taxes as well as the wastewater, water, and sanitation bills, what those costs would be for an entire year. One point I know that my wife always reminds me of when she looks at this and looks at my formulas is that this really isn't that great of a comparison, because it's truly not apples to apples, because a $150,000 house in Sturgis is quite a bit different to a $150,000 house in Spearfish. That's true. I'm not quite sure how we can modify that, but I know this is not 100% apples to apples, but still I think it goes to show that the old adage that I've heard for a long time is that Sturgis is the most expensive to live in. That's not even close to true. Frankly, we're the third cheapest. And something that I want to highlight is that the Sturgis rates here are actually 2019 proposed rates. All the other communities' rates are based off of 2018. Most communities are going to be increasing their utility rates. Several will be increasing their property taxes. I'm not saying that it's going to be 5 or 10%. But still, most of the communities will see a 1, 2, or 3% increase, something like that, across the board on almost every line item. Those are already calculated in Sturgis. So beyond a doubt, at the end, when you actually look at this for next year, third is probably the worst we would do. We're probably going to move up on the list. The other item that I want to point out is when you look at other tax. The issue with that is that in Sturgis, we do not have any other taxes that are on your property tax bill. A lot of other communities you do. For example, when we talked with the finance office for the city of Rapid City, as well as Pennington County, they literally have hundreds of districts, whether they're road maintenance districts or street lighting districts or fire protection districts or just stormwater districts, all sorts of different things like that. So they're a piece of property in Rapid City. You cannot say exactly what their mill rate is going to be, because depending on what of many different districts are in, there's a different rate. And so we were advised that this is the average, that it's as close as you can get. So that's what's put in there. But that's one thing that if you look just straight across the board and say, what is Sturgis's mill levy compared to other communities throughout the region, that's something you have to take into effect or into account, is that several different communities have additional taxes that we do not have in Sturgis. In addition, the 2019 budget would continue our five-year infrastructure plan that includes improvements to the soccer field that we continue to work with the Soccer Association to nail down what exactly they would like to see. Bike park final improvements, continued street resurfacing projects, continued reinvestments in the community center, rewiring at the armory, which is something that I know our fire department is really excited about, continued work on our wastewater treatment plant, the public works campus, and the city hall remodel, and also hopefully the auto road reconstruction. I say hopefully on that because we are trying to find a developer who would end up constructing homes on that, because just like we had discussed before, the last thing we want to do is reconstruct that road and then a year later have a developer come in with brand new homes there and cut into the road. That's the last thing we want to see happen. So we're trying to do the city project in conjunction with a new developer. The problem is getting a developer to sign the line and say yes, but we are working on that. In addition, there's going to be continued work along Woodland Drive, including homes and stormwater, and also some further stormwater improvements, especially in the Murray Addition and First Avenue. And then also, that's all just in 2019. In 2020, we have numerous other projects that will be completed. Really, for the next several years beyond that, we will have an update that will show at, I believe, the August 20th council meeting. If not that, it'll be the September 4th council meeting that will show an update to our five-year capital improvement plan. Some additional highlights in the budget is that we're doing additional marketing efforts through the downtown bid and also the new hotel and motel bid board. This is really the first year that the hotel motel bid board has been active. What's important about that is we are spending a lot of additional money on advertising, which in turn will hopefully generate some additional events or larger events that we already host that in turn increase our sales tax growth. Also, we're going to commit to continue the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally digital advertising campaign as we do the demographic surveys this summer. Over the next 2 weeks, we're going to be able to see the results of that and how successful it was, and then also report on that to the state and also to our partners. Continuation of additional events, including the ATV-UTV rally, the post-rally conference, Music on Main, numerous other events. Restart previous community movies at Harley-Davidson Rally Point. That was something that was not done this year. We just had a lot of construction and other activities occurring. We would like to restart that again next year. And also a commitment of matching funds of up to $20,000 for the museum expansion. We did that this year. In the budget, there's $20,000 for next year for that. New to the budget would be a commitment of endowment funds to the Sturgis Hospital Endowment for $20,000. Continued commitment to the public servants, your employees. It is included in the budget of a 2.5% COLA, as well as the STEP raises for various different employees. Just to let everyone know, the bargaining units, I think, really went above and beyond and agreeing with the city's proposal last year, which was that in future years we are not going to have a set COLA. That COLA was going to be dependent on two growth factors for the city. One is residential growth, and the second is sales tax growth, so that as a community, or as we as a community grow, we can share some of that increase revenue as a community with our employees, but it's not a guarantee. We're trying to do that to make sure that the city is not overcommitting ourselves so we get into a bad situation like we've been in the past where we had more commitments than we had resources to pay. That was a very unique bargaining agreement with our employees, and they agreed, thankfully. I think that's a very responsible commitment to all the residents and property owners in the city of Sturgis. Right now, as of the first 6 months, we can say that we know that next year there will at least be a 1.75% COLA. Hopefully, as there continues to be more construction and also as sales tax continues to increase, that would grow. The ceiling of that is 2.5%. For the 2018 or 2019 budget, we do have programmed in at 2.5%. But again, that's not a guarantee. That's going to be dependent on how well we do in 2018. Continued enhancements to infrastructure. Again, if you look at the amount of construction activity that is occurring in our community's infrastructure, we have never spent so much money or invested as much in a wide variety of infrastructure as we have or as we are now doing as a community. All of our utilities are having significant infrastructure upgrades, as are our parks, community centers. We are really trying to ensure that we have a good community for the next generations to come. Continued funding of the fire department beyond our contract commitment. I think that's important to note is that as a city, we probably invest anywhere from $40,000 to $80,000 above and beyond what we're contractually obligated with our volunteer fire department. That has been one of the primary points that this council has been trying to put forward, is that there are a lot of additional expenses that are incurred because our response area is roughly 20% of Meade County. Almost all of the funding for the volunteer fire department comes from the city of Sturgis, even though over half the calls are outside the city of Sturgis. The 2019 budget continues the funding levels that there has been in the past. However, the recognition is that if that does not change by 2020, there is going to be a reduction in the city commitment to the volunteer fire department. Also, there's additional funding to the Sturgis Ambulance Service. ever since the city took over the ambulance service. The city has paid the administrative overhead as well as the building payments. That would continue, although in 2019 there would be an additional $15,000 directly invested in the ambulance fund from the general fund. That would be the first time there would be that direct contribution. In addition, there's essentially a $75,000 loan from the city to the ambulance fund. That represents about $55,000 of costs that the ambulance fund has for providing service outside the city limits. Also, $10,000 in costs that we have for providing service in Boulder Canyon and Lawrence County. And also $10,000 in costs that the ambulance has and providing prisoner transports from the jail to Sturgis Regional Hospital. Again, the anticipation is that those three items would be worked out in 2019. If they're not worked out in 2019, then in those additional costs that we have in the ambulance fund would go away so that the ambulance fund can truly operate in line with the revenue that it currently receives, as well as the $15,000 directly from the city and the almost $100,000 indirectly that it receives from the city for the building as well as the admin overhead. The next steps is that this presentation and the draft budget will be published on the city website tomorrow. The first reading is scheduled for August 20th, and the second reading is scheduled for September 4th. In addition to that, the infrastructure update will hopefully be presented. Again, I'd like to say on August 20th, but maybe that's September 4th. We'll see how much time there is late next week.
Late next week, there's not a lot of time, Daniel. Any questions from council? Excellent presentation, Daniel. We appreciate it. Yep. Well, this brings us to other matters before the council. This is an item on the agenda where there is not any action that's available, but if there's something that hasn't been discussed tonight, you got a few minutes to talk about it. Anything from the public? Come on up, Bonnie.
Want to say that the I didn't bring everything up with me, but the little two pager about City Hall and where it came out of the 5-year plan was really helpful. Would have been more helpful if we had had it at the time we were discussing the City Hall remodeling, but thank you for that. That was nicely done and cleared up a lot of things in my thinking and my concerns about the City Hall remodeling. The other thing I want to say is that this report was really, really clear and helpful in spite of the fact that I can't read the board, but that note that it will be on the website tomorrow, then I can take a look and go back and tag myself with the things that I heard. So thank you for that. And that's primarily what I want to say is thank you, Dan. Two things nicely done. And I guess, you know, I back to the thing with the city, and yes, it did say that 5% match. I think it would be helpful if when those things show up in the accompanying materials. I mean, I'm pretty good at the math. I just was really fast and didn't do the math, but I think it would behoove us. It would get you more support if you would in those lines do the math for people. There are a lot of people who can't do that math. And if you would say that 5% match, which would be about, that really changes the perspective on the $300,000 project. So mostly just what I want to say is thank you. This was a really, I think, a really good meeting tonight with a lot of information and perspective coming out. And you guys are always so willing to hear from us, and I appreciate that.
Thanks, Bonnie. You bet. Go ahead, Mike.
I wish you didn't make me come up here.
We're going to get you a nameplate.
Hello. Before we go, I have one request, in that our discussion of the public hearing, item E, which is the Iron Horse Steel Pony, that in the minutes we reflect that the council perception of what will happen needs to be documented. So I just ask that discussion be included in some manner.
Thanks, Mike. Anyone else, public or council? Greg, you want to take some more time in the back room, or are you feeling good where we're at?
I don't think there's any request for another exec session. Thank you.
Thanks, Mr. Barnier. Is there a motion to adjourn? We have first by Terry.
Second.
Second by Steve. All those in favor to adjourn, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
We're adjourned.